Well, he's been the ringmaster on his daytime talk show, and now he's been enjoying people's baggage on GSN. Jerry Springer joining us on the line. Hey, Jerry, Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Same to you, and thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Okay, so I'm not going to start chanting your name like everybody else does, but I should ask you, you heard my voice already. All right, Jerry,
yeah.
Jerry,
now,
there you go.
Now I feel at home.
Well, I should ask you, though, but does that get old already after so many years?
Well, I'm just used to it, so I don't even think about it anymore. But, you know, my wife says, you know, at my age, it's good that they're chanting your name so you remember who you are. But now they want people to start chanting my address so I can find myself, find my way home. So, you know, that's going to be the next chant.
I imagine, though, people do it at the most inopportune times. You just happen to be walking somewhere, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere?
Well, I'll tell you, the most inopportune is, you know, let's say I'm at a, you know, Sunday afternoon football game, and you're in a big stadium there, and then you go to the men's room, and they, as you know, in the men's rooms of big stadiums, they've got a urinal that is about, you know, 20 yards long,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you got 500 people in there lining up. And then all of a sudden, you know, I get spotted, and, you know, it's my turn, and everyone's chanting, you know. Well, at my age, there's enough pressure in going, and you don't need everyone in the men's room, Jerry.
Right.
And, you know, there you are in an embarrassing moment trying to get through it. So
I imagine that must piss you off. Oh, geez. Oh, come
yeah,
on.
That's pretty poor.
Well, you know, we're going to chat about the talk show in just a bit, but Baggage on the Road premieres January 7th. I was just watching the Austin episode, and let me summarize it like this. Unbelievable. I tease my pubes, and then I fulfill men's weird fantasies for money. So, and it's not talking about your talk show, by the way. This is this show on GSN. So for those who aren't familiar with the show, though, let's rewind. Talk about Baggage.
This is a show I wish I had thought of the idea. It's a great idea. It's your traditional dating game show where, you know, let's say you got one guy, and he's got a among three beautiful women who he wants to go out with, and each of the women are saying, oh, please choose me, etc. But during the course of the show, they're required to reveal three items of their personal baggage. In other words, something about themselves that would make you think twice about going out with them. And then during the course of the show, it gets narrowed down, and finally, you know, he picks the one he wants to go with, and there she's all excited. They're jumping up and down, hugging each other. The crowd's going wild. But before the show ends, she now gets to see what's in his big bag, and he opens his baggage, and she can say, oh, my gosh, you've got too much baggage, and so she dumps him right there. Or she can say, well, I can accept your baggage, and they go out on a date. So it gets to be it's a fun show, and it's a twist on your traditional dating game, and yet, if you think about it, it's a great idea because normally you don't find out the baggage of your partner, you know, until 6 months into a relationship or maybe even 6 years. But on this show, you know the baggage going in, you know, before you ever go out on the first date, and that, you know, that kind of adds a new twist.
And back in the day, you remember, though, that the twist used to be that you couldn't see them, right? You just had to go by their answers on these dating games. Now it's...
Right. Oh, you see them. And so it's funny because the guy, what I've noticed, you know, the guy sees which woman he's really attracted to. And she could turn out to be a serial killer and he wouldn't care about the baggage. You know, he says, I can accept your baggage, you know. And but with women, when they're choosing a guy, they tend to really care about what the baggage is. And even though there's one they're attracted to, they will, you know, say no and pass over him if it's baggage they just, you know, uncomfortable with.
So with all due respect, any of them could be a guest on the Jerry Springer show.
Well, they have more teeth.
But so the first round, though, I mean, it's kind of a weird fact about the person. In the next round, it gets a little bit, there's an impressive fact and then something that kind of swings them into the other department in the weirdness factor, right?
Yeah, well, the second round, the first round, you're right. They each open their bags and you see some, you know, kind of a little bit weird, but none of those items would be a deal breaker by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to the second round. Now, the second round, I open the three pieces of baggage, and the contestants are off on the side. So when the guy has to decide, he has to decide which of these three bags can he not accept. In other words, he eliminates one. But he doesn't know which woman is connected to which bag. So therefore, he blindly rejects one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then after he says, look, I can't accept that piece of baggage, Then I ask the women to claim their baggage, and then he sees which one belongs to that bag. And sometimes she's, you know, he's eliminated someone that he really would have liked to have gone out with, but, you know, he eliminated her purely on the baggage. So she's gone. So now we're down to just two pieces of baggage, and then that's the final segment, or the next to last segment, and then he has to choose among those two, and they give a defense of their baggage, and they make a plea, but he chooses the one. And then, as I say, once they're together, then she gets to see what's in his big bag.
So I've got to turn the table then here. What would be in your suitcase? What would be your baggage? The good and the bad.
Well, I wouldn't have baggage. I would have a steamer trunk. So, you know, my lifetime is baggage. You know, once you hit 70, it's like, what doesn't go in there?
I was going to say, yeah, and your life has been so public that, you know, you are an open suitcase, really.
Yeah, I guess, my baggage would be I'm too old.
I know, we've got to get back to the music. We're going to have more with Jerry Springer right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
We're back here talking with Jerry Springer. We're going to talk about the talk show now. 20-something years on the air already?
Yeah, we're in the middle of our 24th year. So, yeah, it's now the longest-running talk show, and I guess next year it'll pass Oprah's record. So, yeah, this is, we've been on forever. We're starting to get the children of our original guests on the show, which is really wrong because these people were told not to procreate.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And here we're getting their kids on now. So, yeah. It's a crazy show. I mean, it's the craziest show on television.
What I love about it, though, is that you just have to ask one question, and then it's like pulling a string, and then you just let them go at it, right?
Oh, yeah. If I'm talking a lot during the show, then you know the show's dying.
Then there's a problem.
The shows are the ones where I don't have to say anything.
Now, what is it? I know that people don't take your show seriously, but, I mean, a serious question is, all these new talk shows that come out that last one season, two season, what is it about yours?
Well, probably because we're so crazy, we have that niche to ourselves, and no other show wants to go there. They have trouble getting sponsors and all that kind of stuff. So we've kind of cornered that market of, you know, total dysfunction and craziness, and so we kind of own it now. And also, the show is aimed at young people, you know, high school and college age. Well, if you have a show that's aimed at young people, you can be on for a long time because there are always new young people that are suddenly old enough to watch.
Right.
You know, you do a show aimed at 30-year-olds, by the time they're 32, they're bored with the show. They've seen it. Mm-hmm. But if you do a show aimed at 16-year-olds or 14-year-olds, you know, each year you suddenly have kids that are suddenly 14, 15, and 16 that, oh my gosh, you know, because their tastes have changed by the time, you know, between 12 and 16, your tastes change. And all of a sudden, you know, you got the giggle factor and you kind of watch when mom's not home, that kind of thing. So that's why I think every year we get a new audience.
Well, I'm sure you also get a lot of the questions about, you know, are these stories real? Are the people fake? I mean, these are truly real people that come on your show.
Yeah, we don't get that too much anymore because it's obvious now it's all real. I mean, as I said, just look at the newspapers, you know.
Yeah.
You know, who would have thought, whether you're talking Bill Cosby or anything else, who would have thought any of this stuff? It just is always a shock.
Are you going to try to get Bill Cosby? That would be a great show for Sweeps, no?
No, we don't. You can't be on our show if you're known.
Oh.
So, our show is totally non-celebrity. In fact, we even let the guests use fake names. You know, they don't have to use their real name. So, you know, we're not trying to out anybody. The show is for entertainment, but it's not to, you know, make any person uncomfortable.
What do people hope to get out of coming on your show? To be on TV and have their...
Honestly, I think it's, you know, they grew up with it. It's just a hoot to be on, you know. They want to let off some steam, so they come on our show. I mean, they know they're never going to be... They're not coming out for fame. As I said, they use disguises and fake names, so no one's trying to get famous. They just come on the show because they're fans of the show, and, you know, it's like a hoot to be on for... And it seems like for a couple of days, someone in their life, someone is paying attention to them, and, you know, so many of these people are never asked a question. No one ever cares what they think. You know, they don't have parents who want to know their opinion. They don't have kids who want to know their opinion. They don't have a job where someone's asking, what do you think we should one week in their life, they're the center of, you know, we care what their story is. They're, you know, they're being treated like they count. And I think probably at some psychological level, that's the attraction. Not fame, but attention.
Yeah, and you know what, it's funny, you mentioned about the generations, and I, you know, my grandpa had died a few years ago, but I remember we were in the hospital visiting him, and you've got my grandpa, my dad, my brothers, and me watching, well, he loved wrestling, that was his first favorite, and then Jerry Springer would come on, so you've got three generations of people watching and having a laugh at your show, so that's got to be pretty
cool.
I
apologize. I've ruined the culture.
Hey, but you know what, it brought a smile to an old man's life, so that's what matters.
Look, the show is silly, it is what it is, but I realize people enjoy it, and that's obviously why it stays on the air, but it is crazy, and I've never pretended it's anything but.
So the Jerry Springer Show airs in syndication, right? So check your local listings for that.
Yes.
And then Baggage on the Road is on, it's GSN premiering January 7th, right?
Exactly, yeah.
All right.
So, hey, thanks for having me, I appreciate it.
Oh, well, the legendary ringmaster Jerry Springer, Happy New Year, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, same to you.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.